With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Senate Republicans over the protest of screaming Democrats and despite this week's overnight filibuster have confirmed Russell Vought to head the Office of Management and Budget.
Despite the dramatic gesture of an all-night and all-day nonstop Democrat marathon against Vought's nomination, there was nothing Democrats could do in the end to stop the Republican majority from advancing to a final confirmation vote. Democrats are furious that, under President Trump, the White House last month issued, and later rescinded, a memo that called for a temporary freeze on payments for a number of federal assistance, loan, and grant programs. Bob Agner reporting.
Iran's supreme leader rejecting the idea of nuclear talks with the U.S., saying negotiations would not be intelligent, wise, or honorable. President Trump reinstating sanctions on the International Criminal Court.
Last November, it issued arrest warrants for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his defense minister Yoav Gallant for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity in Gaza. On the same day, it issued a warrant for a Hamas commander. President Trump's executive order said the ICC had abused its power and set a dangerous precedent.
The BBC's Peter Bowes. Also at SRNnews.com, a Boston federal judge has temporarily halted the Trump buyout program for federal workers. That same judge will hold a hearing today on a request from 18 states to block Mr. Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. There's a search underway off Alaska's west coast looking for a small plane that vanished with 10 people on board. The weather may have been a factor. The January employment report due out this morning expected to show the addition of 169,000 jobs last month. That would be a decline of 87,000 jobs from December. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 27 points higher. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers are cheering President Trump again.
This time it's for his decision to cut funding to the U.S. Agency for International Development. A lot of that cash was being used by USAID to promote abortion in foreign countries and limit population growth. Troy Newman of Operation Rescue says, quote, for many years, USAID was part of the criminal abortion cartel, promoting the killing of innocent babies in the womb and coercing developing nations to accept abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The new Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs is a pastor. Doug Collins, whom the Senate confirmed this week, is a former Air Force chaplain, Iraq War veteran, and member of Congress. Some Democrats voted against him because he is pro-life, saying they're concerned that he would limit access to abortion and in vitro fertilization for veterans. The Department of Veterans Affairs manages a more than $350 billion budget. This is SRN News. What's in a name? Plenty, according to the Boy Scouts of America, now to be known as Scouting America.
President and CEO Roger Krohn says it's time for a name change.
It really allows us to kind of rebrand and reset. It's kind of nice to have some things that are new and fresh.
The organization has been trying to move past claims filed by tens of thousands of mostly men who said they were abused as young scouts, and the 2020 bankruptcy filing that followed. It began allowing gay youth in 2013, ended a blanket ban on gay adult leaders in 2015, welcomed girls in the Cub Scouts in 2018, and the flagship Boy Scout program in 2019. I'm Donna Water.
The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is back for a 149th year, and it's back at New York's Madison Square Garden for the first time since early 2020. More details at srnnews.com.